Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle. Tonight, we're visiting with three youngsters who are learning about how they can use positive thinking to achieve the goals of their heart, the goals of their mind, the goals that they look forward to. And as we visit these three children, we find magic at work. So let's go and see what Jason and Emily and Serena are doing. They're being so wonderful and so thoughtful and so joyful, but they're ready to listen to who they are and have their world be exactly what they want it to be all the time. Well, good evening, boys and girls. How are you doing? Fine, Mr. Candle. Fine. Serena was the youngest, and she spoke up. I am just coming into life and seeing everything beautiful, seeing everything wonderful. I like the world. I like the world I'm in because the world I'm in is my thought. It's my thought. My thought about myself, my thought about who I am, my thought about the things that make me feel good. Oh, yes, indeed. They make me feel good. And that's the way I want it to be all the time. And what about you, Jason? What do you think of that? Well, I live in a different world than Serena does and than Emily does. I live in the world of California. I live in the world of the wonderful grape yards and vineyards, the wonderful world of beautiful things. Very good. Very good, Jason. Are you happy there? Yes, I'm very happy because I have created this world the way I like it and the way I want it to be. Very good, Jason. I like the world too, Emily says, because I love horses, and I love the barn and the farm. I love living with my mother and daddy and my mom and dad. They're just wonderful. They're just fantastic. They like all the things that I like, and I like all the things that they like, and we're always doing good stuff together. Well, that's fantastic. Well, what about some of the terrible things that happen in the world? Terrible things that happen in the world? Jason spoke up, and he said, what do you mean, terrible things that happen in the world? My world is filled with good things. But what about all those things you read about on the television and in the newspapers and you see in the news all the time? I don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Candle. I am the creator of my world. I am the one who decides what my world is all about. I am the one who decides what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it. And that's all that matters. That's who I am. Nobody else has anything to do with that. Nobody else has anything to do with that whatsoever. Well, how can that be? How could that be? Mr. Candle was incredulous. Serena spoke up, and she says, I know where I speak. I come out of the beautiful birth. I come out of the beautiful experience of finding the world a wonderful place. And everywhere I look, I see happiness. Everywhere I look, I see smiles. And I have the biggest, brightest smile of all of them everywhere. And people look at me and they say, isn't she a beautiful child? She is such a glorious child. She's such a marvelous child. Oh, my goodness, she's a good child. And Jason said, well, I am too. I am too. I have people look at me and say the same thing. And Emily says, wherever I go, I don't care what people think. I just do what I know I like to do, what makes me happy, what makes me feel everything is glorious. That's all I care about. I don't care about anything else other than that. Is that positive thinking? Is that good thinking? That's what I experience. Each one of them call out in unison. Jesus says, that's what I experience. I experience everything joyful and wonderful and fantastic because that's the way I am. That's the way my parents are. That's the way my world is. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. And Serena says, yes, that's right. That's all that matters. Have you seen pictures of me on Facebook? Have you seen pictures of me on the internet of how wonderful I am, how good-looking I am, and how happy I am? Oh, I make everybody who looks at my picture say, oh, isn't that sweet? Isn't that beautiful? And this is what I want to do. This is what I do to the world, what I do to my world and the world about me. I give it my smiley face. I give it my happy face. I give it my thoughtful face. I give it who I am and what I am and why I am. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And that's all that matters. Yes, that's all that matters. And as Serena was smiling up at me, Emily looked over her and said, you are fabulous, Serena. I do that too. And everywhere I go, people say, what a lovely girl. What a lovely girl. And they forget all about the problems that they have in their life. And they think, if Serena can smile, if Emily can smile, if Jason can smile, I can smile. And so they smile. And they're happy. And they're joyous. And they're thinking, this is so beautiful, so wonderful, so fabulous. It's what the world is all about. And as the world is all about this, that's all that I'm about. Mr. Candle was looking on, smiling himself, and he said, you know, boys and girls, all the world can be just as innocent as you are. All the world can be innocent as you are because the world can look at the joyful things the world is. The world can look at all the beautiful things the world is because the world is created every moment, moment by moment, in the hearts of everyone who thinks about it. And Jason, Emily, and Serena, you're thinking about it all the time. You're thinking about what a wonderful world this is all the time. And because you're thinking that the world is wonderful, because you're thinking that the world is fantastic, because you're thinking this is what is going on. That's right, Mr. Candle. That's right, Mr. Candle, because our world is exactly what we think about. Our world is exactly the good things that we're thinking. And Serena says, Mr. Candle, the only thing I know how to do is smile. The only thing I know how to do is to be happy. The only thing I know how to do is to be the ideal child. And Mr. Candle, I am the pure innocence of an ideal child because in my world only exists the things that I think about and the things that make me happy. The only things that exist in my world are the things that make me happy and make me feel that everything is wonderful. And that, if that's innocence, then I'm for it. I'm for it all the way because I am the creator of my world. I am the creator of all that is good in my world, and I am that creator, and I am that happy creator now and evermore. That's who I am. Oh, Serena, you are a beautiful child. You are a glorious child. You are peace on earth. You are the peace child. Jason spoke up and said, I'm the peace child too. And Emily spoke up and said, I've been the peace child ever since I was born. And wherever my family takes me, whatever busy time may be going on, when I come in, everybody stops to smile in their heart and feel good in their heart and say, all is good, all is wonderful, all is fabulous, all is joyous, all is great, all is marvelous, because that's what I am. And that's all that I am. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world. Well, boys and girls, look out the window there. See, there comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his bag of pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over you, and you're going to have the happiest, most wonderful, joyous dreams any child could ever have, because you are the one who is determining what dreams you're going to have by your happy, positive thinking. So, boys and girls, call your mommy and daddy in, tell them to give you a hug and a kiss, and off to dreamland you go. And I'll see you another time, so have a good night's sleep. And I bless you with all my love. And I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.